Well, now I really would be grateful if you would take those brand new Bibles from the seats in front of you and turn, I'll get this right this time, to page 633. Thank you for correcting me. Page 633. And we'll come back to that. If you brought your own Bible, I should have told you, it's the book of Ecclesiastes, which we've been looking at on these Sunday mornings, chapter 12. We'll come back to that in just a moment, so keep it open on your knee in front of you. There are some secrets we want other people to know, or at least we want our good friends to know. Now, I need some help here. What sort of secrets do you like passing on to your friends? Can you put up your hand and tell me any kind of secret which you like passing on to your friend? Anyone tell me? Anyone from Firma or any other child from anywhere else? Something that you like whispering and saying, have you heard? Yes? No? You were just scratching your head. Okay. Come on, help me, children. No secrets you ever like passing on? Okay, you adults, you help me. Oh, there's someone there. Right, yes. What's... What was that when you hide some toys? When you've had some toys from other people, you say, have you heard what I've been given for my birthday? Great. Anyone else like to pass on a secret? Yes? Say it really loudly. Who your best friend is. Yes? Yeah, I know you'll say it really loudly. That's a secret worth passing on, isn't it? Did you hear that? If someone in my class fancies someone else in my class, I'd like to hear it afterwards, okay? Right? Anything else? Yes? Something you don't want your mum and dad to hear. That could take a long time, couldn't it? Yeah? Anything else? And what about you, Adam? Oh, yes? All right, we've had you before. Anyone else saying something else? No. What about you, adults? What's a secret you like to get on the telephone or whisper in someone's ear and say, have you heard? You never like to pass on it. Yeah, thank you, Susanna. Someone's got a job and it's not official yet. I'm dying to tell you about somebody I know who's got a job, actually, at the moment. But I can't tell you at the moment. So there you go. It's a very good example. Okay. It's not any of the members of the staff here, I hasten to add. Okay, yes, Julia? I thought somebody might mention that. If you're expecting a baby, you don't want everyone to know yet, but you just want to tell a few people. Trouble is, once you tell one, it sort of gets around. Anything else? Okay, well, those are some of the good news secrets that we like to pass on. And it's great, isn't it, to whisper a secret into a friend's ear and hear them saying, no, I can't believe it. Are you sure? Wow. But there are some secrets that we don't want other people to know. The time when we lied and got away with it, but we've felt bad about it ever since. The time when we stole some money from our mum's purse, or that was lying around and we know it belonged to another member of the family. The time when we bullied someone at school and left him crying. And adults, too, have secrets we hope no one else will ever know. In fact, there's probably not an adult in church this morning who doesn't have some secret or secrets that we're ashamed of. The Bible says God knows and understands and judges all our secrets. Now, over the last couple of months in church on Sundays, we've been looking at this book of Ecclesiastes, one of the books of the Old Testament. And today we come to the very last sentence in the book. Look at it with me. I'm going to start from verse 13, the last paragraph there. The writer says, the end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for that is the whole duty of everyone. For God will bring every deed into judgment, listen to this, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. There is someone who knows all our secrets, says this verse, the good ones and the bad ones, the joyful ones and the shameful ones. God knows them all. He understands them, understands what lies behind them, why we did those good things and why we did those bad things, and why we said those wonderful, comforting things to one friend, and why we said those hurtful, spiteful things to another friend. And he will judge them. As the verse says, verse 14, God will bring every deed into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. I have a strong memory when I was a boy. When my father found out that I had lied to him, it was an awful day for me, and I know it was a very sad one for him. He sent me away from him to my room, away from the heart of the family, away from family tea, away from family fun. It was miserable for both of us. But it had to be done. He knew my secret. He knew I'd lied, and he couldn't carry on as if nothing had happened. It's exactly that which the Bible is saying about God. Look again at verse 14. God will bring every deed into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. God is, if you like, the Father of the whole world. And he knows all our secrets, the good ones and the bad ones, and he weighs them up. He understands them and judges them, partly in this life and partly at the end of time. Some people he has to send away. Away from his family, away from himself, away from joy. And other people he rejoices to have with him now in this life, with him forever, as part of his family, close to him. Ecclesiastes teaches, the whole Bible teaches, that God knows, understands, and judges all our secrets. The whole Bible teaches something else as well. That God forgives us as soon as we come back to him. It does not teach that God forgives only those people who have no shameful secrets. No. It teaches that God forgives people like us, people who do have shameful secrets, provided we turn back to him. Now turn in your Bible, for the best example of this, to the New Testament section, that's right towards the back of the Bible, to page 75. That was the second reading today. Page 75, almost toward at the end of the Bible, really. Numbers start again. To Luke chapter 15. Now, this is the famous story which we call the prodigal son. I'm not going to read it again because it was read for our second reading today. But you remember what happened. A young man was given half of the family money and went off and wasted it all. He spent it on too much drink and perhaps on drugs, there were drugs even in those days, and on reading magazines and going to films, perhaps there weren't those, which he knew he should have steered clear of. He had many secrets. he hoped his father would never hear about. But in the end, he decided to go back home. Now look at chapter 15, verse 20. That's the second column on page 75. So the young man set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. And then the son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Verse 24, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. In other words, as soon as his son came back to him, he forgave him. All the best fathers are like that. I remember another time with my parents. This time I hadn't lied to them, but I'd shouted at them. They told me that I couldn't do something which I had set my heart on. And I told them I hated them, never wanted to talk to them again. And I ran away, I threw myself on my bed, and I cried. I cried, and I planned my escape from the family forever, and then I cried some more. But in the end, after a long time, I went downstairs and said sorry. And all my father did was hug me and hug me. Jesus says in this story, that's what God is like. As soon as we come back to him, as soon as we say we're sorry to him, and we want to be back with him, he forgives us. He hugs us and holds us and loves us, if anything, even more deeply than before. So really, the choice is ours. God knows all our secrets, says Ecclesiastes, both good and bad. We can't hide anything good from him. We can't hide anything bad. If we don't want to come to him and say we're sorry, then with great sadness he will have to send us away, as any wise father would do, as God the Father does. But if we do come back to him and say, we're sorry, so sorry, then he will forgive us and keep us close to him and love us and go on loving us forever. He is the best of fathers and the wisest. He is God, our Father. Let us pray. Just a moment of silence when we, perhaps some of us here, perhaps some adults, perhaps some children, want to come back to God. We know we've been away from him, and we know it's time to come back and say, we're sorry we've been away. We want to be with him now. A moment when we can pray that silently. Lord God, you're our Father. We don't want to have to be ashamed before you. We don't want you to send us away from you in this life or the next. We're sorry for the ways we've gone against you and gone away from you. Help us now to come back and thank you that you accept us and forgive us and love us. To the glory of your name. Amen. Now, if you want to know more about